Britain's once thriving fishing industry is in trouble. The European Union says species such as cod, a staple of the British fish and chips diet, are in danger of permanent collapse due to overfishing. The EU imposed strict fishing quotas to conserve the stocks, but the view among Scotland's coastal fishing villages is that the policy is saving neither the fish nor the industry. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Seagulls circle the paint-chipped trawler Reliant. It tucks into the tiny fishing village of Mallaig near the Scottish Highlands on the west coast. The crew jokes on this Friday evening as it unloads the catch after 8 days at sea. The Reliant's captain, John Strachan, hurries off to declare the contents of his weather-beaten ship. The 46-year-old skipper scoffs at the EU log sheet crumpled in his hand and the quota system that he says has entangled fishermen in red tape. There's so much to fill in.
Fill this in for every day, as well as every day, every area that we're in, and also every zone that we're in. Really speaking, we should have a secretary on board to do all this for us. Yeah. And if I make one mistake here, I'm up in court. So.
Under EU quotas, Captain John's boat can catch no more than 6 tons of prawns this month. For depleted whitefish, such as cod, it's only 2 tons. After a week at sea, he's already caught half his quota. In a matter of minutes, the haul moves from the boat to the market for re-icing to auction.
85. Anybody give me 86 in that too? 88, 90, 92, 94, 96, 98, 100, 102, 104.
The catch tonight fetches $13,000, a good haul after good weather. But subtract the high cost of insurance, maintenance, and fuel to run the boat, and the four-man crew is left with some $3,000 for more than a week of dangerous work at sea. Boatmen say the quotas are too low to make fishing pay, and privately many admit they cheat to stay financially afloat. Fishermen say if catching fish is difficult, landing them under the watchful eye of regulators is even tougher. Skipper George Patience was recently boarded by authorities who accused him of misreporting his allowable catch, a mistake the 49-year-old captain calls clerical.
As I said to the fishery officer the night he caught us, I says, I was intending retiring in 5 years' time, but I says, you've just advanced it by 5 years. You've just taken away my livelihood. That's the way you feel, because you've been treated like a criminal. You thought you'd have raped and murdered everybody in Mallaig the way they were treating you. It's true.
The skipper from a long line of fishermen sips his midnight tea at the Fisherman's Mission before heading back to sea with his teenage sons. With a sense of resignation unheard of in past generations, Patience says he wouldn't blame his boys for not wanting to remain fishermen.
The job has changed so much. There's not the unity in the job now that there used to be. Just around the fleet, you know, everybody's been more secretive, keeping themselves. And the old days, they all used to fish around the same areas and tell each other what they were getting. Now you won't hear anybody. So, there is no fun left. The fun is out of the job.
Britain's fishermen absorb a greater proportion of cuts mandated by the EU than other member states. EU Fisheries Commissioner Franz Fischler says that's as it should be.
The problem is that in the northern waters, the fish stocks, especially cod, hake and haddock, these stocks are more depleted than other stocks in the south. And there is a clear risk that some stocks would more or less disappear. So therefore, we have to act.
Actions include decommissioning fishing vessels, which costs thousands of jobs. The European Union pays fishermen large sums to take their boats out of the water so that the fish that once provided the men a livelihood can survive. Scottish Minister Ross Finney says 18% of the whitefish fleet will be dismantled.
So in other words, we will have a smaller core of vessels, but with access to the same quota, and therefore will be able to earn a living and therefore be able to sustain a Scottish whitefish industry.
Some 50 ships have been decommissioned in the port of Lossiemouth, on Scotland's northern coast. The harbour that once bulged with well-worn trawlers now houses only a couple dozen gleaming sailboats.
The silence is deafening.
Lifelong fisherman John Thompson says a way of life here has been irretrievably lost.
We do know that changes had to come and would come, but we thought we could be part of that changes for the future. It's not happened.
Village fishing life is now the preserve of sepia photographs and dusty footlockers in the local museum. There, a room filled with brass memorial plaques holds the legacy of Lossiemouth.
In 1806, on Christmas Day, a hurricane drove three boats out to sea. 21 men and boys were never seen again. That's for history.
17 widows and 47 children were left in one day. The manhood of the town was wiped out. In the 200 years since, many more fishing disasters have befallen Lossiemouth. What the fishermen who are left fret about is the day the industry itself could die. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, on the coast of Scotland.